Jesuit by the name of Adam Conson, about 100 years after the Reformation, made a statement when he was talking about Luther, his influence, Lutheran hymns. And Father Conson said Luther had destroyed more souls with his hymns than with all of his writing and preaching combined. I found that fascinating because we know the Roman Catholic position on works and things and how contrary those were to the whole Reformation and the Reformation principles of being saved by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone. So the Jesuits, he saw that the Lutheran hymns had an impact like none other. And I think when you look at that and you look at the hymns between 1523 and 1524, Luther wrote over 40 hymns. Luther saw the influence of hymns and proclaiming the truth, going all the way back to St. Ambrose and how St. Ambrose fought the Arians and the Arian message with scripture-based, Christ-centered hymns like Savior of the Nations Come. Luther took that principle and he spread that out. He wrote letters. He wrote a letter to his famous letter to his dear friend George Spalatin and said, we need poets. We need people to write these hymns, to take God's word and put it to music and poetry, to get this message out to the people.